Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk,
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. Are we recording? Is this thing on? It's Nerd Talk Plus. I've had a few people mention to me that they think that the Plus in Nerd Talk Plus means that you have to pay for it. No. That's ridiculous. Get out of here.
Why?
Because usually if you want Paramount Plus, you have to. It's the Plus part that you're paying for, right? Disney Plus ain't free. All the pluses aren't free except for ours for some reason. So once again, another naming success. Great job.
Bonus free content.
Brandon is busy trying to jump into a volcano in Hawaii. Jealous. Lucky. So he's not here. I don't know why he can't just join in. I just saw the rest of the Capri Suns that we bought last time he went to Hawaii. So anyway, he's the official AI for thick women to send nudes to for sex. And now, he's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a spam musubi. What is it called? Is it called a kendo moashi? I need to know. Can you look that up, Gravy? He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Niola one chung howdy chilama. Can I pet your cat? I'm not even going to attempt it.
I prefer that. That's amazing. I actually really like that. Helping us behind the scenes and schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist engineer. Most of us on our way to supervillain. But if you are one of the positive ones, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we even get right. You could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things to Siege.
60 things nudes about Siege.
Or two at nerdtalkplus.com. I posted something that Brooker Bean like hit me up on, and I was like, all right. Oh, I posted a grumpy selfie from when I was trying to take my own passport photos. The camera was still up, and I was getting out the backdrop or whatever, and then I was like, let's see how this thing works. And then I made it black and white, was like, oh god, hello. At Hey Gregor on social media, you can find us at talkplus.com. Siege, has anyone said anything to us, about us, or for us that will preferably not make me uncomfortable?
Just cancel the show. Cancel the show because I am not comfortable at all. First off, Gravy says, yes, Musashi Kendo or Mawashi Kendo.
Great. Thank you.
We've actually gotten a lot of things since we accidentally skipped last week, but also purposefully skipped last week.
Well, here's what happened, just so everyone knows. I got into a little bit of a parenting kerfuffle. And then I was also like not doing well. And so when those two things crossed paths, I was like, I'm going out of town this week. I don't want to talk to anyone ever again in my life. And so this is a great reason to just chill out and hang out with my kid and enjoy it rather than stressing out or yelling at him about the podcast. So I canceled. So that's on me. But here we are, eating macaroni and cheese like a grown-ass adult in his 40s and drinking IPAs like a man from the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, my goodness.
Ready to host Nerd Talk Plus.
You were a giant child. I love every moment of it.
This is what happens when you have adult money. I don't have much of it, but I have adult free will and money. And so I'm like, well, I'm out of time because I was working until the last possible second before this. So I'm going to make mac and cheese and be 6 minutes late. Sorry about that. I'm going to bring a beer. It's going to be awesome.
It is amazing. So on our week off, we had plenty of people, I guess, catch up on the show.
Oh,
and
every 8th week we should take off just to get a lot of people catch up.
Just call that a season. Just have mini seasons within the season.
Season 64.
Season 69. So yeah, we actually had a bunch of people responding to our last episode.
Good thing I don't remember.
Yeah, I know. Most of us don't remember. I had to listen back to it to find out what exactly we said. And yeah, this was the one where we kind of went off the rails. The one.
This is the one. Okay.
So just in response
to those. Oh, wait, was it the St. Patrick's Day episode?
Yes.
Wow. Man. That was great, that good episode.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one. You got to re-listen to that one. Okay. So anyway, I'm just going to like just rattle off a few of these here. Mm-hmm, so the pod was awesome this week.
Wait, hold on.
You guys are so much.
Oh, I didn't say anything about who I was trying to bang, right?
We'll just leave that as no. Okay, great.
Cool. Carry on. The pod this week was something positive.
The pod was so awesome this week. You guys are so much fun when you guys let go. I love when you guys all break down laughing and lose it for minutes on end.
Are these really all different?
What?
Are these all separate ones?
These are all separate ones. I'm just go banging through them.
It's not just one person being nice. Right on.
Nope. Yeah. It was really super special hearing Greg give us a little insight into you all by sharing messages and showing what a truly good masculine relationship looks like.
Oh.
That was really cool. That was actually a nice one.
I firmly agree with that take. Whoever had that take, I love to hear that. That's really cool that you said that without being prompted. And I do. I think that like some of my best, like some of my, even though it's like the worst of us at the same time, I think some of my best self comes out in this group offline. I mean, it's online technically, but not on the pod usually because I'm too afraid of just everything in general, just too anxious. But like
you have the editing buttons.
Yeah, but the way that we express ourselves in group chat and via text is phenomenal. So I'm so glad that someone else thinks that. That's really cool. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a good one. Just so much laughter. Brandon leaving the pod to walk around with pots and pans.
What a asshole.
Rinsing his ass for no reason. It was all just a gas.
Remember that he gets up and wanders off to feed his dog or something like that? Yeah, not saying anything, just walks away from the pod.
Just forgot we were doing it, and he comes back and straps himself into the chair because it's broken. I was laughing out loud in my car and at work. I can't explain it, but when you three go on your nonsense tangents without any context, I somehow feel like I'm part of the friend group.
You are. You are part of the friend group.
Absolutely.
Just please don't come over to my house. I just don't need to be fun visiting.
Oh my God, could you imagine the voice on a Siege and Christy Taylor baby? Yes, please.
Hey, I'll tell Christy, you say what's up.
What's her? Finger guns.
I include that, by the way. Don't forget. Don't you think I don't?
Oh, I absolutely. No, I totally trust that you do. And then this one from earlier in the week, actually. Hey, I'm Catherine. I sent Siege my boobs.
Whoa!
I know guys might think Machamp is what most women want. This is obviously in referring to the hot Pokemon. Mm. I know guys think that Machamp is what most women want. But while
is that related
nice
to Hitmonlee?
What's that?
Is that related to Hitmonlee?
No. Machamp is Machop, Machoke, and the big guy with four arms who's totally
Is a baby
ripped.
Pikachu called a P? Is that what it is? Or Pika?
I can't remember. I think it's like a Pipla. I don't know. I'll look it up.
Okay. Gravy sorry to up. Interrupt. You would you start over, please? Because I've derailed it. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm Catherine. I sent Siege my boobs.
Good job, Debbie.
I know guys might think that Machamp is what most women want, but while he's nice to look at, I'd out of Poliwrath. Strong dad bod wins every time. And this Catherine was also actually the person that pointed out that you could catch the Pokemon all via Google and sent your day into a spiral while you were on air that one day.
That was wonderful. I liked that. Thank you, Catherine. I also still have not played any Pokemon Go since I downloaded it to my phone, despite it sending me. That is not what I was going to say, by the way. I course corrected there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I also have not played any Pokemon Go since I downloaded it to my phone again, despite the twice daily notifications I get from it being like, you know, you don't have any eggs incubating. And I was like, that's because I got a vasectomy.
And I catch all your eggs.
But that doesn't seem like any of your business, Pokemon Go, Niantic. sure I might be mapping how your robots are going to get around the Earth, but you see that, how they were like, Niantic has just been selling the data that you've been collecting for them for the last 10 years to help program delivery robots. And I was like, what did you think you were doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, filming the inside of your house for non-evil reasons. If you're not paying for the product, you are the product.
Exactly. That's it. That's what I've been saying the whole time. I'm like, so what? Just, you know, I don't care if they have a better map. I'm playing for free.
I just want to see more robots crossing the street and getting hit by cars. That's really what I want to see. I want them to be.
Did you see the one here in the one just north of me in Delray Beach? Full-on Brightline train destroyed it.
I did see that. I did not know that was by you. That made me very happy.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I feel bad for the person whose Taco Bell didn't get there, but yeah.
Right. And last but not least on that one, I love how Brandon says he has something science related and proceeds to rename animals.
Don't remember that at all, but that sounds great.
What did we call a slippery butt snake or a slippery butt noodle?
I think it was a snake and it was a slippery butt noodle. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't know why it had that butt in there, but butt noodles. Okay. I mean, I'm complicit. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to pretend like I didn't have a hand in this, but well, poor choice of words perhaps, but
yeah, dude, we definitely had fun last week doing that. One more thing, one more notice. I got a little message today that I was like, what the hell is this? I don't know who this is. And why are you emailing me? So
okay.
Just going to read this out. Let me pull it up real quick. Just a bit outside.
You've been watching baseball? I mean, I know both of you guys have been to a baseball game.
Yeah. While my son was here, I got stuff with that too. We were at the Marlins game.
Why are we pretending that we need the home plate umpire to call balls and strikes? It's so embarrassing. Because it's
so much more fun to make fun of these old people now.
Okay, you know, I'm with you. I think that there needs to be better consequences, though. Like, if the batter gets it wrong, like, something like
take
wild.
Take out his legs.
Well, I was thinking more like make him play with, like, a hot dog shoved between his butt cheeks or something like that. You know, like, something like, let's have some consequences that, like, you know, the rest of the game, you're going to be a worse professional baseball player. But not that much worse, but just worse enough, you know?
I think they were trying to eliminate the amount of challenges by only giving them two to start with. But now that they're just using them and the umpires are wrong just about every time.
Do we know a number? Do we have like a statistic that says that umpires have been wrong when there's challenges?
I'm just thinking of one specific game yesterday. I believe it was Boston Red Sox versus Cincinnati Reds. Gravy can look this up.
Eugenio Suarez was one of the guys that kept signaling.
Yeah. Eugenio Suarez called the guy challenged him two pitches in a row and got him wrong. And
both of them, was like, it was a strikeout, and he was like, nah, dog.
Yeah, the umpire got six straight wrong.
Okay, so for context, in baseball, balls and strikes, you know, three strikes, you're out, that thing. Well, this for 100 years plus, it's just been a dude behind the catcher calling it. Is it between the knees and the letters and over the plate? Then it's a strike. And then for the last, I don't know, 15 or 20 years, we've had a box on the television that shows you what the strike zone is. And you could just see on TV that the umpire is wrong on like the edge cases, like 80% of the time, it feels like. And so this year they're letting players challenge the call. Either the catcher or the batter can challenge the call when it happens to be like, no, dog, you're wrong. And they are so wrong. It's wild.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I think if Cincinnati hadn't blown their two challenges early, that this umpire would have been challenged, I think, upwards of a dozen times and have lost all of them.
That's so
crazy. it was insane,
like,
to watch.
We can still have a human at the plate. We can still have a guy that would be like safe or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, or to like for timeout and stuff like that. We don't have to get rid of the humans necessarily, but can we just stop it? I have another complaint. This year in Formula One on the straights, you can make your wings go flat so you go faster or whatever, but it's only you have to activate straight mode in the straight mode zone. And I'm like, just let them use it everywhere. If someone's dumb enough to use it in the turns and they go flying off, it'll be awesome for us. And like, don't confuse the audience. Just be like, yeah, open up your wings whenever you want, dog, and let's see who's got the biggest balls out there. That's so stupid. Anyway, I digress. I'm sorry.
Where were we? Oh yeah. So anyway, back to this last little note that I got. Sorry. I had no idea who this was, and I was just trying to follow up on it. So I'm just going to read it straight for you.
Okay. So, do I need to be ready to beat?
No. No.
Okay, good.
So we here at PodRanker all consider ourselves nerds. And what's being
up, dummies?
Yeah, what's up, dummies? And being a nerd has become mainstream now, and we think that's beautiful. So we wanted to let you know that we wanted to celebrate to 10 years you. Ago. Yeah. So we wanted to celebrate the deep knowledge and obsessive fandom and the joy of caring intensely about things, comics, science, games, obscure historical facts. Your people are here. And introducing number 4 on our must listen to podcasts ranking for 2026, Nerd Talk Plus.
Hey, that's us.
That's us. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. So little description underneath it says, started on a Seattle radio station, 107.7 The End, and has since grown into a standalone show distributed through Odyssey with nearing 1,000 episodes. Did you know that, Greg? I had to look that up. Going back to when you were doing a little daily recap.
Oh, yeah. That would explain it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've been doing this segment for forever, so that's crazy. All right.
Yeah. So where was I? So
God, we have so few listeners for how many episodes I put out.
Gregor, Brandon, and Siege put together a truly amazing show. The tagline promises a deeper, longer, and dumber look into things that make this world nerdier. And honestly, that is a pretty accurate summary of the vibe.
And now for sumo.
Yeah. And it's now for Orca Cheese. Over the last 3 years, it has grown into a must listen. Each episode runs about 55, 75 minutes, covers topics that range from centaurs to artificial intelligence, giant robots, Godzilla. The hosts openly admit that they're rarely right and ready to make you laugh through your anger, which tells you exactly what you're getting into. This is not a carefully researched lecture. It is three friends riffing on nerdy subjects with genuine enthusiasm and questionable accuracy. And the comedy and the comedy is the whole point.
Did you hear that? That was like a for real laugh.
That was a great laugh right there. Yeah. Questionable accuracy.
Oh man, let's just change this to the bio for the show.
Right? One reviewer described the experience as listening to your older brother and his idiot friends, and that is meant as high praise. The show holds a perfect 5.0 star rating on many, many reviews, which suggests that the audience knows exactly what they signed up for and loves it. If you want nerd culture discussion that prioritizes laughs over authority, and you appreciate humor that is a bit offbeat and highly tangential, this is your show.
Questionable accuracy and highly tangential.
Just kind of nailed it.
Well, okay, first of all, Podbreaker, whoever this is that is listening from there. God, yeah. I mean, seriously, I don't know that I can think of a time that I'm sure there has been one, but I can't think of a time I've been this flattered before by somebody nailing the description of what we do.
Absolutely. It's a list put together by their editors and 200 people that work in their staff and contributors. So this was not, and we are number 4 out of their 12 that they put as a must listen for 2026. I don't know how many of you guys listen to us, but thanks.
Hey, if you tag me or us and stuff, we'll share it and stuff.
Please, like
we'd love to help out. That's so cool. So cool.
Yeah.
So
really appreciate it.
Siege, brilliant idea starting a company called PodRanker. I wish you would have rated us a little higher than 4th, though, but way to keep them off the scent.
I wanted to make it believable. still too high.
Yeah, still too high. Like 11th out of 12.
We're also receiving votes.
Where do we send the checks again, CJ? I just need to make sure I,
you know, put in a self-addressed stamped envelope to.
Everybody had to tell Brandon what that was. That was awesome.
Oh my god! Do you still have? If you still have that audio clip, you should tag that on the end of this as just like a little bonus.
I thought you were. Oh, was it?
It was the beginning of last week's episode.
Okay, got it. I didn't include it in the pod, but that was awesome. Brandon didn't know what a self-addressed stamped envelope was because he's too young, or that's got to be it. He's so smart. It couldn't be because he's dumb. So, Well, Siege, I find this to be highly, I'm very caught off guard by this, I should say.
Yeah, so was I.
Well, mostly because you said, LOL, welp, I'm gonna go throw up and die now. And I was like, what could possibly, this is in reference to the what you just read. You said you had feedback, listener stuff, and you said that, and I was like, what could he possibly be this upset about? And it turns out it's genuine praise. So If anyone wants to make Siege uncomfortable, say nice things about him and mean it without him expecting it.
I was so ready to come in here after the spring break week that I had with my son, where we were going on like college visits. We went to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona Beach, Florida, which is
so hard to pronounce that you can't even get in.
Yeah. It's essentially what people were referring to it as, like the Harvard of airplanes and space. And
so they're like the show.
Yeah, basically. So I'm walking around there and I'm taking a look at everybody and listening to like some of the conversations that they're just having in passing on the quad, and watching some of the clubs that they do where they're literally building F1 cars out of like motorcycle parts and 3D, like 3D printed parts that they design and everything themselves. And I'm just feeling like I'm just a big old piece of
Well, I mean,
like these guys
now,
now
you could be like, I'm number four podcast to watch in 2026.
So, I'm like, dudes are like doing science stuff that like I could dream about. And then I tell dick jokes for a living. but my son was so awesome about it. And you can tell he's got a little bit of my genes in me when he looks at me and says, Dad, but you get paid to tell dick jokes. Thanks, I was like, you know what? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and he loves the book, by the way. I don't know if he said thank you to you specifically, but
he had to say thank you to me, and then he followed me on Instagram. Then I asked to follow him back. I don't know if it happened or not, but
probably
we'll see. But I'm glad that I got, for everyone who's wondering, this is all from The Gravy Train. The Expanse is a series of books that are amazing, and Siege's son, who's a teenager, was talking about the books he read, and so I was like, oh, you should read The Expanse, and he was like, okay, I will, and I was like, I don't believe you, so I sent him the book to Siege's house, and it was on sale for $8. I was like, this is serendipitous. It's like the universe is trying to tell me to do this, so I did. Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was totally cool.
I spent the weekend in Texas.
Yeah, that you was, did.
I got to tell you, Texas is so weird. It's like less creepy Florida.
It's true.
Like, it's creepy in its own way, but well, it's
especially
like,
you were in Austin, so.
Yeah. But I was like, the first 2 days I was outside of Austin, I had Michelin star barbecue. Those things are, you could say together. Like I thought that was would be a brand new sentence, but no. Also, when we say brand new sentence, it should be Brandon new sentence. That should
Brandon
be our segment.
New sentence.
Yeah.
Agreed.
We should get some sort of stinger for that. I had a Michelin star barbecue. And you know what these pricks do when you get there? They make you wait in line for a long time, and then you get inside and you're within.
And it's dry meat.
You're within reach of the counter. You're ready to go. And then some dude comes over and he's got just a slice of a burn end. And he's like, you look hungry. And he gives it to you, me in this case. And it's literally the best barbecue I've ever tasted, ever.
Nice.
And then we get to the counter and let's play a game. Ready for a guessing game?
How fat is Gerg?
Well, first of all, that's not a fun game to play. The guessing game is, what did I spend on barbecue? Gravy?
Oh.
Just that day? Or
just that day. Just that one meal I bought enough
dollars.
What's that? $74?
$74.
All right. Siege?
I was going to go $69. Now I have to go $420.
Well, this is my least favorite game. It drives me crazy every time we play this because Siege is useless. I spent $200 on barbecue.
Holy crap. I was technically closer, maybe? No.
No.
Yeah. Not off by five or half.
That's a plus well, you know, we play Price is Right rules.
So, times it by two and add 20.
Times by two. Well then.
And how much of that did you eat that night?
Oh, maybe. First of all, you don't go at night for barbecue.
You go during the day so you can sleep forever.
No, you go, like, they open at 11, and then they only have enough barbecue until they sell out, and then they're done for the day. They don't, like, stagger it at all.
Oh, yeah.
So you show up, and by 11:45, half of it's gone or whatever. And so, I ate barbecue. I was so full of barbecue by noon. We got there way early, too, to make sure that we got all the good stuff, like the pork belly. Oh, my God, it was so good. But none of it as good as the first bite that the guy gave me. So I was just chasing that the whole time I was there. I was like, brisket, you're going to be good, right? I was like, that's pretty good brisket, but it's not that burnt end. And then like, ooh, sausage, you're going to be good, right? And like, well, not quite.
That's how they get you. They give you that little bite in line, and they get you to buy everything.
People legitimately say howdy. In Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I find it endearing, actually. I find it pretty awesome. I can't even do the accent now. I sat next to a guy that sounds like
that was your attempt at an accent. I thought you were having a stroke for a second there. I sat next to
Yosemite Sam, shut up, everybody.
Yosemite Gerg.
yeah. But I sat next to like a Texas businessman today on the airplane. And let me tell you, no, he was wearing a NASA shirt, like not like a NASA, like I work for NASA. He was wearing like NASA from the food or from the mall. he was about a million. He was on his way to 4 weeks in Anchorage for a consulting gig, even though he's retired. And he was real nice, but I wanted to get into like, you know, I just assume everyone there is a Republican, and I'm not friendly with those currently right now. I am friendly with everybody, but like, I just will say something that I'm not supposed to, and then I have to sit next to you for 4 hours. I don't know if that's what I want to do. So, but yeah, the Texas people say howdy for real, and I laughed at them every time they would be like, howdy. And like, that's awesome. And they're like, what?
You dumb bastard. Yeah, like, you're a cartoon.
Yeah, that's how I felt. This is ridiculous. But I went to the MotoGP race in Austin at the Circuit of the Americas.
My son was so jealous. He was watching all your reels.
All one of them. I've been really fortunate. I've been able to go to many different racing events. I've seen MotoGP a couple times at Laguna Seca in Northern California. I've been to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to see them race on the banked turns and then the straight and then the road course. That was incredible. And then I've seen F1 in a few different venues. And then I go to the Circuit of the Americas. It's a big F1 and MotoGP and NASCAR, and everybody races their IndyCar.
COTA, baby.
And what's that?
COTA, baby.
Oh, I thought you said Old Navy. Like, sure, I guess Old Navy races.
Yeah, that's Old fine. Navy. Just out on the track.
I got to go to this like premiere venue, and I'd heard not great things about it, and it was very expensive. And I got to tell you, it's the best race course that I've been to, full stop.
Really?
It was ease of access. The way they had everything planned out, they kept you moving around if you wanted to. It was easy to get to everything. There was great views everywhere. If like where I sat at turn 15, you could see all the way down the back straight to turn 12, and then they'd go through like a little windy bit. And then at turn 15, there's another passing opportunity. There's also a good chance that someone can crash there on a motorcycle specifically. And then they shoot down the back straight or whatever. And it was just from my one seat, I saw a ton, but then you could get up and go see the, like, basically the, it's like a, it's, they kept saying, when they start at the start finish straight, they go up a hill and it's as tall as the Statue of Liberty. And this is what these British announcers are saying, whatever. And then what do you know about that? You're not even French.
So 150 foot rise. Okay.
But you go up there, like you stand there and like you can then see down to a bunch of the other. It was just everything about it was so cool and easy. And we got like from the time we got to the car till I got back to my hotel, driving in took 19 minutes. Driving out took 25,
what? Which is
unheard of. Now, during that an F1 insane. Weekend, they have more people there. And like I know it's more complicated during an F1 weekend, but this was easy peasy. So if you like racing and you want to see people who are the dumbest people on the planet, because motorcycle racers, I stand by it. You're the dumbest because you're going to break a lot of bones just so you can go fast or whatever. And I love you for it. Don't get me wrong. Just because you're a dummy doesn't mean I can't love you. Sup, dummy. Totally recommend it. If anyone wants more recommendations about it or more insight, I'll be happy to share. But I will save everyone else from having to hear about Circuit of the Americas. Unless we do it after this. And we're back. I'm trying to remember the name of this band. I need to hold on.
Voodoo Glow Skulls.
That's it. That's the Voodoo Glow Skulls. Hold on one sec.
Crazy Town.
Ugh. I'm going to tell you about Crazy Town here in a second. Cherry Poopin' Daddies. That's what they should be.
Thank you, Gravy.
The
Brian Schmetzer Orchestra.
My first band I ever got to hang out with in the studio as a young radio buck. Wow. And I went to a show that night and he saw me there. I was like in the standing pit, you know, there's no one moshing, but I was there and he saw me, came over and he shredded right for me. It was like really nice. I thought that it was like one of the coolest things I've seen a dude do. So
that's cool.
Anyway, what was the point? Oh,
do we have one ever?
No. We were talking about, Crazy Town. Okay.
Yes. Butterflies so, specifically.
So forever, my buddy, the King of Castle Rock, shout outs to the King.
Sup, dummy.
Sup, Your Highness. As Manly used to always say, RIP. But I feel like nothing that I'm saying is living up to the hype that we just put out by the Pod Ranker people. Like, I'm just like, everything is. Okay.
Listen, you build up us with praise and then we just don't deliver. We let you down.
It's another failure of accuracy, okay? Just for you. So, my buddy the King of Castle Rock played in a band that he classified the style of music as Castle Rock. It was like a lot of like weird like harpsichord type stuff, and it was awesome. They were great, but Meadow Song was my favorite, just for the record. Anyway, he played this, and he hung out with the guy that was on the radio, and then just hated every single thing that we played on the radio. It was an amazing contradiction. And so the thing that he hates the very most out of everything, and he was kind of prolific by knowing this ahead of time, was the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And Anthony Kiedis, maybe not a great dude. Boy, does the King hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So then when he finds out that this new terrible song that's playing every 5 seconds on the radio samples the Red Hot Chili Peppers, it became the world's worst band. That is Crazy Town, specifically Butterfly. So we would play a game a lot where he would just say two bands and I would have to decide which one was the least worst is probably Bang how kill? I would do it because I'm positive. Well, kind of. It's more like Mary Kill.
Okay.
It's like, no, or F Kill. Okay.
There you go.
And so, yeah, Bang Kill. Anyway, it was always like, if you can think of a worse band than Crazy Town, then I'll rename the game. So he would be like, Crazy Town, Incubus, or Sublime. Those are just two random bands I picked. I'm not trying to say anything. And then I'd have to be like, oh, well, I mean, Incubus is worse than Sublime, right? And then we would discuss it or whatever, right? And so, mm-hmm. but he would always preface it by saying Crazy Town and then say two terrible bands. So, in his mind. So, if you want to play Crazy Town with us, please, You're My Butterfly, Sugar Baby.
Oh, that's such a great song.
No. Kill.
Kill. Crazy Town Butterfly.
No, just Crazy Town. Just called Crazy Town.
Okay,
Crazy
okay. Town. Well, I was going to do... Oh, okay. So we're going just bands? Okay. So
yeah, basically. I mean, if you want to get more specific, you're welcome to. I
was
going to go
specific as a song. I was going to get, I was going to do a cover that would be like probably the worst Under the Covers ever.
It's Under the Covers with Gregor on 107.7 The End. I always thought that was a very funny thing because it implied that you were in my bed with me. And the only one that is that is my doodle, Ladybug.
It was at 6:30 in the morning too, so you never know. Oh. Let's see. Behind Blue Eyes, Limp Bizkit.
We're playing Who's the Worst here? It's Crazy Town. Just so yes. you know.
We just got to vote in favor
Shifty
of Limp
or
Bizkit.
Whatever the guy's name is. I can't remember, but yeah.
R.I.P. in peace, dummy.
Fred Durst sucks, but Wes Borland is cool. And so, yeah, I think I could stop at that point too. I think it's just Wes Borland. My buddy Bryce moved to LA and was, doing business out there for a long time. He used to see Wes Borland hiking all the time. And Bryce was the biggest Limp Bizkit fan. He is like the least Limp Bizkit-y person you would ever, like, it just doesn't make any sense. You're like, how does this hipster little weirdo, why is Limp Bizkit his favorite band? He had like a necklace that he wore every day that was a Limp Bizkit necklace, and we all teased him relentlessly for it.
Yeah.
But then he starts hiking every day in LA, and he runs into Wes Borland enough where they become friends, like hiking buddies, because he just like was out there all the time. And Bryce has no chill, so he'll just talk to people and not very friendly either, but just like just aggressively. And they became like hiking pals or whatever, which I think sounds Limp Bizkit hiking pals. That's a now. There's a title.
That's just kind of insane to me. Like, hey, was Wes Borland just like, you should stop listening to Limp Bizkit? It's terrible.
No, I think he knows where his bread is buttered. You know, I think he's. They're probably just both. They probably made fun of Fred or something.
What was funny is like going back through it, how everybody wanted to make Wes as the bad one. Through like, you know, MTV and whatever else, but Wes was always the cool one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He was like hella weird or whatever, but like right on, man.
Yeah.
At least he was like being weird.
Yeah, be you, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, like if you had to party with any of those guys,
Wes, it's Wes for Borland. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only one I'd probably even consider partying with.
Yeah. Anyway. So if you've got a Crazy Town that you want us to play, holler at us and we can play it as a group. You can find us at nerdtalkplus.com. Okay, well, I think I have like a few things written down. Let's see. I had a few topics. One, the Formula One race this weekend was in Japan. Who was there to hand out the pole position award?
Godzilla.
Nope, close. He was sponsoring a couple different things. It was Koto Sakura, the Ozeki, with his double boobs, double-breasted chicken, Koto Sakura, whom I adore. And
yes.
He was there to hand out the thing, and nobody there seemed to understand. The like miniature little Formula One race car driver who's 19, no idea. It just seemed like everyone was like, who is this giant Japanese person? He must be a sumo wrestler, LOL. Without realizing that he's like
the guy,
not only from Amazing Sumo Stock, his grandfather, a Yokozuna, I believe, but also he's an Ozeki, which means he's crazy successful in sumo. So that made me really happy. So that's, so they didn't include us. Oh, never mind. I thought that was Gravy texting me. It was not. It's Christy Taylor. Oh, hold on. I'm on it.
Tell her. Yeah.
So he says, what's up?
They need a finger guns emoji.
I wrote finger guns.
You're the best, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, let's just look at some things that I have written down and then talk about them, okay? you know, like every other episode.
Only yeah, right?
only this time with less preparation.
Less preparation, less laughter, less accuracy.
Well, when it came to quitting smoking, this is cool. A study enrolled just over 80 current smokers who were randomly separated into two groups. This is from NPR. One used a nicotine patch and the other ingested a relatively high dose of pure psilocybin time.
This sounds like a test I want to be in.
At the six, start smoking immediately. At the 6 month mark.
I don't even
mark,
need to smoke.
They're like, so do you smoke? Like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, like 14 packs a day.
What's a lot? That much.
That much. All of it.
Yeah. At the 6 month mark, the psilocybin group had more than six times greater odds of being abstinent from cigarettes than their counterparts who had nicotine.
Oh my God.
Everyone That's in the awesome. Trial also underwent 13 weeks of cognitive behavioral therapy, which is CBT, which is funny. Isn't that what they call the weed that's not weed? What is it called? CBD. CBD.
I was like, I don't even know what weed that's not weed is.
That's so nuts. The other ingested a relatively high dose of pure psilocybin. And when they say that, it's just people holding big ass mushrooms in their hands. Man, it's crazy. Like
it looks like something mushrooms. Out of the Willy Wonka chocolate factory, and they just have to chow down on it.
Yeah. I mean, God, can you imagine how good the mushroom products would be out of that joint? Like, oh, it's already God. Spooky enough, so.
I need to quit so much stuff. Can I just go there?
Yeah, dude, perfect. I want, so now I'm like.
Can we do mushrooms and we still need to get a therapist on this show.
For what purpose? Because I'm in, but I can't
just
remember.
For any for I don't know couples counseling for us. She would hate it, or they would hate it so much.
Siege. When Greg says that he hates, excuse me, Gerg. When Gerg says that he hates that you always guess 69 or 420, how do you think that makes him feel when you ignore him? Oh, he gets real mad. I can see
he
it.
He gets so mad.
Why do you think I do it?
You see his face? You see what color red it is? That's awesome.
Do I get mushrooms now?
Yeah, give us a mushroom.
Yeah, so we have a mutual friend who I won't call out in public or whatever, but he has been smoking for 30-something years or whatever. Mm. I want to give him a high dose of mushrooms.
So can we just dose our friends now?
Well, I mean, I want him to know we're doing it. I'm not just going to dose him. I mean, that'd be hilarious, but I mean, it would be terrible and you should never do that. Never mind.
Yeah, definitely don't do that. Let me do it.
Nope. Still no.
Oh.
Still on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah, that's right.
Drugs are bad and the FCC is amazing.
Just Go kidding. Football Club Communications.
Just so you know, this is not regulated, so it's fine. It's just advertiser related. Anyway. Yeah, but I just want to it'd be so cool. First of all, this person, I don't know if you know who I'm talking about, Siege, but I know Gravy definitely does. It would be bonkers to give him mushrooms. I don't think he could handle it at all, but to give him a high dose of pure psilocybin sounds like it would be amazing.
Here, try this new cigarette. You eat it. Yeah. For the amount you smoke, you're going to need to eat more of them.
Yeah, keep eating. Yeah. Turns out he quit smoking, but now he eats cigarettes.
Can't get enough of that that filter.
You know what? To be fair, the filter and most mushroom products about the same consistency. So probably. Okay.
Nice,
question
deliciously
of the week.
Chewy.
Question of the week. Which is worse for you? Question of the week. Work. Which is worse for you, smoking or eating cigarettes?
You got to think that the fiberglass filters are bad.
Oh, is that fiberglass?
Like, I mean, it was at one point. I don't know what they... Listen, I don't know what cigarette regulations are. I mean, this is some of the... This is the high-researched lecturing that we're doing on the show.
Like, American Spirits, those probably are...
That's probably, like, cotton. But, like, real cotton from, like, the earth. I don't know. Those are, like...
I'm going to edit this all out, but... you think... I mean, obviously, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, I would.
I'm just trying to relate. I'm not trying to... What was that? Oh, my God.
What just happened? He's dead.
Just to be clear, I have to cut that out, right?
Just beep it.
You know I'm right. That's a good question.
This is in my house.
You sure about that? Okay. I tried to do this and we never got to the bottom of the, if you had to get rid of one fast food, which would it be? And I'll wait till Brandon gets back because we started that, but we kind of got sidetracked. I know it's hard to believe, but what did we not? No, because I don't
know. We finished it, or at least you guys
finished.
Sure, we
didn't just talk about Taco Bell for like 10 minutes and then move on.
I mean, we talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about my individual hatred for Church's Chicken.
Oh, man. It is specifically venomous, too.
And how all you guys were hating on Burger King. And, that reminds me. I actually got a message from another listener that I had forgot to add in there. One of them who specifically charts our advertisers, which lately has actually been birth control, a lot of contraceptives.
During the stream?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's good.
Dating apps, self-help, and Burger King.
Well, I want... Have it your way, all right?
Flame That's broiled. Right.
Did I ever tell you about how I love Burger King?
You have so many crowns in your account, don't you?
What? The Chris Sandwich?
Oh, yes.
I had a friend in college, and we would drive places, go on road trips, is what that's called, and he would always be like... We got to go to Burger King first because it's for $10. You can get 10 Chris sandwiches and then we'll just eat them the whole way.
That's your trip.
So we'd drive a 5-hour road trip or whatever. And on the hour, we'd have a Chris sandwich the whole way. And it was, I have such fond memories of that. I think Chris sandwich might be, I know I was joking a minute ago about how when you said that they might advertise it, I started saying how great they were. Okay. I want to be clear about the fast food thing, though. Like, they're all welcome. Burger King's just not my go-to spot. However, I think that the sausage croissant sandwich is on par to be best breakfast sandwich.
I agree.
I default to McDonald's a lot, but, like, the croissant sandwich is pretty good.
I mean, if we're being honest, McDonald's are everywhere. You know, they're just easier access.
Hard-hitting truths with Siege. If we're being honest.
If we're being honest here, this is a well-researched lecture.
Trees are pretty good, you know? Like,
there's one on every corner. what if Popeyes had breakfast? You know,
what if churches had the best breakfast? Then what would you do?
They wouldn't, because they're crap, and I don't care. I'm not even a Chick-fil-A fan, but I've had Chick-fil-A breakfast and enjoyed it. Don't say anything nice about churches. Don't say it. Don't say it. No, you're going to do it. I see it. I see your face.
I'm not going to do it. I was going to defend them, but now I'm not. But I will when we come right back. All right. So the country of Sweden, Siege, has declared a brand new sport. A tournament is already being prepared. What sport is the country of Sweden inventing?
Inventing? Oh, or man.
Declaring? I don't know. It's like, you wouldn't think of this. It's like an existing thing, but you wouldn't think of it as a sport, typically.
Scissoring.
You are so close to cutting out the answer. Yeah.
Leg wrestling?
Sweden officially declares sex as a sport.
Whoa!
And a tournament is already being prepared.
Where do I sign up?
I'm gonna be real with you
Do I gotta join a plan tournament?
I'm gonna be real with you here. I would not feel comfortable doing that.
You don't say. That's good. Remember how we were talking about on our tombstones last week? Oh, first off, yes. My son, with his little comment, you get paid to make dick jokes. That's going on my tombstone.
That's awesome. He's right.
We're changing yours to no. I am not comfortable at all.
TBD, okay? We'll see. I might be the most comfortable being dead. Yeah, We're not sure. Here's the thing is that I think I would attend a live. I'd have season tickets, I think.
what's the square in the center for the sumo, the dojo or whatever?
Yeah.
So you think they did? That's what they're doing it on. That's what I'm picturing it anyway.
Yeah, let's not pretend like I did any more research than just reading the caption to you. So, I mean, it's pretty much in the description.
I need to know the rules. I want to know, is it like U.S. Open Cup where you just compete locally and then just start advancing towards finals?
It's Gerg versus the Kitsap Pumas.
Well, that'd be a competitive match.
Someone commented, can't wait to DNF. That's very funny. Hopefully a lady. I can't tell because your name is nonsense, but okay. Great. Another sport I'm terrible at. Thanks. All right. Well. If you can't play a coach.
Oh my God, that'd be the best coaching job ever.
Why is there no other information about this? Like, it's just like, that's all it has. John Worcester posted it, and then that's the...
just give me a link to the tournament. I wanted the official rule book.
Dude, I love my notes app. I just wrote, all I wrote was Sweden sex is a sport, Instagram. And then, so I have no idea what that means. And so I just go open my Instagram and I'm like, oh, okay. But then I have no idea how to follow that.
Just go ahead and search Sweden sex. See what it comes.
Oh, I wish I had not searched for this.
Uh-oh. Oh no.
Gentlemen, I have bad news.
Oh, no.
Wikipedia says that the Sweden sex competition is a hoax.
Boo.
I think that's just what Wikipedia would say.
Yeah, exactly. You can't believe everything Wikipedia says. Somebody put that on there because they don't want you to go.
The Swedish Sports Confederation, according to Google AI, confirmed that no sex federation is a member, nor is sex classified as a sport in Sweden. This seems like the most diabolical and probably least successful attempt to go to the bar and be like, you want to join my team? to like some young blonde chicks that you meet there.
I'm a high-ranking member of the United States Sex Federation. Just wearing like an old soccer shirt, USSF. Just draw a dong on it.
There you go. I'm Land Dong.
Land Dong Dongovan.
Thank you. Changing the shirt to say Dong.
Josie Alta Dong. So
why does yours just say Gergirth? That's weird. I don't even understand the pun.
How about I show you?
Well, the way to find out is by joining. How about you, Japanese girl? You in?
All right. Oh my god,
guys, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I hear you, man. That's the nerd talk that we've got this week. Oh, yeah. Artemis.
Oh yeah, they're gonna shoot a rocket on Wednesday. Hopefully, no one dies. Yeah,
hopefully.
Anyway, thanks for coming. What's the weather looking like for Wednesday siege? I've tried to go out there once and waited for 10 days for a rocket to take off, and then it didn't. And then 3 months later, it took off. This time around, it happened again. Yeah, where they're trying to launch a rocket in January, then February didn't work out. Now in April, they finally have a window set for Wednesday the 1st.
Yep. April Fool's Day. So don't be surprised if it doesn't happen.
You're going to be surprised if it doesn't happen?
No, well, I mean, kind of. So you were asking about the weather, which I was actually talking to my homegirl, Sammy Squires. She's a meteorologist for WPTV here. It's our local affiliate that associate with the station that I work for.
Sup, dummy.
Yeah, sup, dummy, indeed. And so she was saying that it's looking like a go for weather-wise. It's supposed to be partly sunny to like 10% cloudy with virtually like 5 to 10% chance of rain whatsoever around there. For even not just for Wednesday, but for Thursday and Friday, even additionally, if they need to delay it or push it for a day for any reason.
Artemis 2 is the first mission to send humans 29 Earths away to do a lap, or maybe more, around the moon and then return them back without having touchdown or anything like that. They're just going to send humans up into space around the moon and back is the plan, if all goes well. I am so worried. Not like legitimately, but I am so worried. That it'll go wrong and someone will die, likely they'll all die. Unless it's like some sort of weird sex thing that happens in space, there's going to be a lady going around the moon, right? Is there a lady on board?
There's a lady on board.
Oh, my. I mean, not that baby dudes on board do it. Baby. Okay, sorry. Wow, that really came out of nowhere there.
You doing all right, buddy?
I've been up since 1:30 Seattle time to get home from Austin today. So it's not going great, but it's okay.
I mean, I think it's going fantastic.
Oh, I meant to say this earlier. I experienced, I think it was 3 good days in a row last week from...
Whoa!
I know, weird, right? It was like... 2 good days in a row.
Back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
That's like a streak.
It's like TikTok when I messaged with Sean 2 days in a row, and on the third day, it's like, come on! And I'm like, I don't want a streak. I don't care. Leave me alone. Yeah, I almost had 3 good days in a row, but then I got uncomfortable.
Well, I mean...
See, here's the problem is I was having a bunch of bad days in a row, like 700 or 800. And then I was making bad decisions. And then I had like 2 good days. And then I realized that all those bad decisions had consequences and that I am not doing great. So I had to I feel pretty good though. That's pretty unusual, right?
I think you look pretty good too.
Kind of sunburned. You see how red this face is?
I like the little Rudolph you got going on in the nose.
Thank you. It was cloudy outside in Texas. about 70 degrees, and I was like, boop, boop, and the sun started to come out, and I was like, oh, I got to put some sunscreen on, and I did it, and then I got back to my hotel, and I was like, what the fuck happened? Why am I so sunburned?
Well, you were a mile up in the atmosphere when you were up on the spotter stand way up there.
Fair. But it turns out that, like, you know, the old adage of, like, just because it's cloudy doesn't mean you don't get a sunburn. That old adage that everyone says all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that, It got me, and so
this is kind of true.
So I and then I brought sunscreen the next day, and they took it away from me because it was aerosolized. And I was like, "Oh yeah, will you let me bring in this camera that I'm not supposed to bring in?" And then they tried to take that and ran
they
away.
Stole your camera.
Yeah, man, I bought an $8 bottle of spray on sunblock, and then I used it one time, and then I was like, "Doo doo doo, I'm so smart." And then they're like, "Can't have that. Why can't I have aerosolized sunscreen?" Like, what? It's
for the ozone layer.
No, not at the racetrack.
Because you can make them into the B word. Can I say
it? Else? Yes.
Yeah, yes!
All right. Well, I didn't write anything
How bad
down
this were we week. This week?
I didn't write anything down this week, so time to remind us of the things I said and did.
It's, this is going to be terrible.
I was going to say, and say sexy things about Siege. That's not the right one. It's what we learned this week. After all, this is a heady show. Sean, taste the gravy, not Gervin. Joining us, Sean. What did we learn this week?
Well, Brandon owes you $200 in burnt ends that were cooked in a Hawaiian volcano.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was going to owe him $200 for something else.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. That was going places in my mind.
He's
going
to be like, sweet, can I watch?
Give him a chance. He has 15 minutes. He can figure it out. Siege, you're already burning down a church's chicken after getting a relatively high dose of some Gagurth mushrooms.
Oh, wow. I thought it was burning down a church.
Just a church chicken.
Close enough.
To be fair, you thought it was a church, but
yeah, I wasn't gonna burn down a chicken joint, just a church.
Hey, Greg, you're number four on the pod charts, but you're number one at making your own macaroni and cheese with $200 of burnt ends cooked from a Hawaiian volcano in them.
Oh, I wish I had some of that barbecue. I left it with Neil. All right,
stupid Neil.
But I'm gonna try it. Boobs.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.